Let me see if I'm tracking this. What seems to be emerging here is a world view of equality and equanimity, where all nations submit to one world government and all people share in the world's riches.
Remember, when you talk about equality, that we're meaning equal opportunity, not equality in fact. Actual equality will never be achieved, and be grateful that's so.
Why?
Because equality is sameness. And the last thing the world needs is sameness. No, I'm not arguing here for a world of automatons, each receiving identical allotments from a Big Brother central government. I am speaking of a world in which two things are guaranteed: the meeting of basic needs and the opportunity to go higher. With all your world's resources, with all your abundance, you have not yet managed those two simple things. Instead, you have trapped millions on the lowest end of the socioeconomic scale and devised a worldview that systematically keeps them there. You are allowing thousands to die each year for lack of simple basics. For all the world's magnificence, you have not found a way to be magnificent enough to stop people from starving to death, much less stop killing each other. You actually let children starve to death right in front of you. You actually kill people because they disagree with you. You are primitive.
And we think we're so advanced.
The first mark of a primitive society is that it thinks itself advanced. The first mark of a primitive consciousness is that it thinks itself enlightened.
So let's summarize it. The way we get to the first step on the ladder, where these two fundamental guarantees are accorded everyone,
is through two shifts, two changes, one in your political paradigm, one in your spiritual. The movement to a unified world government would include a greatly empowered world court to resolve international disputes and a peacekeeping force to give power to the laws by which you choose to govern yourself. The world government would include a Congress of Nations, two representatives from every nation on earth, and a People's Assembly, with representation in direct proportion to a nation's population.
Exactly the way the U.S. government is set up, with two houses, one providing proportional representation and one providing equal voice to all of the states.
Yes, your U.S. Constitution was God-inspired. The same balance of power should be built into the new world constitution. There would be, likewise, an executive branch, legislative branch, and a judicial branch. Each nation would keep its internal peacekeeping police, but all national armies would be disbanded, exactly as each of your individual states disbanded their armies and navies in favor of a federal peacekeeping force serving the entire group of states you now call a nation. Nations would reserve the right to form and call up their own militia on a moment's notice, just as your states each have the constitutional right to keep and activate a state militia. And just as your states do now, each of the 160 nation states in the Union of Nations would have the right to secede from the Union based upon a vote of the people, though why it would want to do so is beyond me, given that its people would be more secure and more abundant than ever before.
And once more, for those of us who are slow, such a unified world federation would produce
an end to wars between nations and the settling of disputes by killing, an end to abject poverty, death by starvation, and mass exploitation of people and resources by those of power, an end to the systematic environmental destruction of the earth, an escape from the endless struggle for bigger, better, more, an opportunity truly equal for all people to rise to the highest expression of self, an end to all limitations and discriminations holding people back, whether in housing, in the workplace, or in the political system, or in personal sexual relationships.
Would your new world order require a redistribution of wealth?
It would require nothing. It would produce, voluntarily and quite automatically, a redistribution of resources. All people would be offered a proper education, for instance. All people would be offered open opportunity to use that education in the workplace, to follow careers which bring them joy. All people would be guaranteed access to health care whenever and however needed. All people would be guaranteed they won't starve to death or have to live without sufficient clothing or adequate shelter. All people would be granted the basic dignities of life so that survival would never again be the issue, so that simple comforts and basic dignities were provided all human beings.
Even if they did nothing to earn it?
Your thought that these things need to be earned is the basis for your thought that you have to earn your way to heaven. Yet you cannot earn your way into God's good graces, and you do not have to, because you are already there. This is something you cannot accept, because it is something you cannot give. When you learn to give unconditionally, which is to say, love unconditionally, then will you learn to receive unconditionally. This life was created as a vehicle through which you might be allowed to experience that.